And a very pleasant good day to you. Welcome to Elcott, the next step. I am Dr. Ed Elcott, and we welcome you here to our Redeemery in Wampaw, New York. We haven't joined you in quite some time. We have been involved in a great many personal as well as public issues and tasks on behalf of Elcott, the next step, as well as my own personal growth as a priesterly in Elcott, the next step. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I am here at our radio studio in Wampaw, New York. And Elcott, the next step, as you know, is a new vision, a new way forward for man on this planet, to shed one's ego, to live without ego, to live without consciousness of individual self, and immerse oneself in the larger ego, the larger consciousness of life, that is, life panorama. Not pandemic, which is the word that we hear so many people using these days, as well they might, because we should be mindful of those things that threaten us, but at the same time, be mindful of how the expanse of life lays before us with Elcott, the next step. Elcott, the next step, from Wampaw, New York. Here again, Dr. Ed Elcott. Thank you, Lad Griffin, and welcome to Elcott, the Next Step. We are grateful to the Phil Hendry Show for providing this place for us, this platform for us, on his website, philhendryshow.com. We are grateful for all of the Elcottans, those who are novitiate and initiate, as well as all of our priestlies, our overlords, and of course, our far-flung overseers, those who move among us unseen. I wanted to go into the Elcotta today and describe to you some of the terms, the terminologies, some of the tags, some of the references and reference points that we use in Elcott, the next step. And then we'd like to also give you a little bit of history of Elcott so that when you are considering becoming a part of our larger community, that you'll be well informed and that you will make a decision that is, we think, the best one possible for you. We think Elcott is for everyone, but is everyone Elcott? While I are Elcottan, am I Elcotta? And while you are Elcotta, are you Elcottan? These are questions that will be made clear to you as time progresses. At one time, we were out on the Kauai Redeemery. We're very blessed here in Elcott, the next step. We have properties in Big Sur, California, as well as in Kauai, Hawaii, as well as here at Wampaw University. At our Redeemery in Kauai, I was Gobo. At the Redeemery in Kauai, I went Gobo. Gobo is going hobo. In Elcott, the next step, this is when one to shed one's ego, and again, this is the goal of Elcott, the next step, shed your ego so that you are stripped, you're lean and clean, that is, you're fully spread for life to then consume and subsume you and recognize the purity of your essence so that there is no ego blocking life's energy. And so when you are gobo or going hobo, you shed ego. In this case, you dress yourself in rags, you hop boxcars, and you drink cooking wine. Elcott, the next step, gobo. Now, it's all done in Hawaii, where there are previous few boxcars. As a result, you lay in the grass and laugh. And that is the beauty of gobo in Hawaii. You're expected to hop boxcars, but where are they? There are none, very few. And if there are boxcars in Hawaii, they only travel from one end of the island, whatever island you may be on, to the next. And so you finally jump off of whatever boxcar you are on that went about 2 feet and then stopped, and then you lay in the grass and you give it a full Elcott belly up. That is, ha 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 ha. A popular Elcottan put down from the Elcotta that is said to anyone working on something that looks too complicated for them is the following. It matters not how the hamster signs a lease. Elcott put downs. When we say we put people down, we don't mean to be cruel. What we're simply doing is stamping out any vestige of ego that we see. So when someone's ego rises up or does a full rise up and stick out, or, if you will, a rise up and pooch out, we then say, well, it matters not how the hamster signs a lease. They are formally put down, they are formally chastised, and they slink back into the darkness of their LCAR unit. When we say one is LCAR, one is in possession of the devil, but is not possessed by the devil. That is, one is not controlled by the devil, but one is in control of one's own devil. The devil is not fully deviled unless the devil is devil and not devil. If one is devil, then one is almost luxuriating in evil, but is not consumed by it, as in the Cadillac Deville. From the Elkada, a phrase that means one is in pain, and it can be spiritual or physical pain. Half off this week at Food Barn. Another phrase from the Elkada that means well-meaning but dumb is, they're going to Irwindale. In Elkhart, the next step, there is no such thing as an official New Year. Your New Year may be something different from mine. So, we'll simply say, and it's important in Elkhart how things are said, Kabah. That's right, C-A-A-B-A, Kabah. It needs to be full-throated, joyful, and said once on any day that you feel refreshed. At one time, when Hevner Elkhart took to his bed with the croup, his son, Beavner, assumed leadership duties. Beavner was a layabout and a drunk who officially rechristened Renewal as clean as a baby's ass. Hevner resumed leadership and reaffirmed the term Renewal. However, clean as a baby's ass stuck with younger members. They insisted on using it. Hevner was pragmatic. He visited Beavner, now at the state psycho unit where he was detoxing, and asked for a solution. But Beavner's drooling reference to the founder as Heave drove Hevner into a rage. As the Hevner Elkhart delivered the Elkhartian dope addict's mind wipe, which is a beating using his cane and a heavy glass ashtray, Beavner fell backwards onto a map of Cabo San Lucas, a planned destination once he left the SPU. Hevner, legally blind, misread the map as Caba, C-A-A-B-A. These are words from the Elkhart.
So say the Elkhara.
Elkhart, the next step, from Wampaw University, will continue.
Would you like to be a member of Elkhart, the next step? Come to the next orientation in your town. Simply call us at Wampaw University or email. We'll be happy to send you a list of meeting sites as well as times and placement. Meet Dr. Ed Elkhart. Find out your personal worth. See if you're catastrophic. And if your mind melds perfectly. Elkhart, the next step. It could be the next step for you. Send away for Elkhart, the next step's Mind Wipe Literature. Learning the Ways Forward After Heroin. Send it to Elkhart, the next step, Wampaw, New York.
Welcome back to Elkhart, the next step. I'm Dr. Ed Elkhart, reading from the Elkhata this morning. Terms and terminologies, areas of interest, as well as peculiarities in the language of Elkhart. When one says they are going in, they are reporting themselves for blaspheming the Elkhata. They are going in for a mind wipe, which is re-education with regular beatings. An example of mind wipe was a number of months ago I told a joke about Phil Henry being 30 but looking 4. All jokes blaspheme Elkhart the next step and H.E., Hevner Elkhart. Hevner Elkhart once told a joke and no one laughed. He was all wrong after that. By that I mean his mind had gone. My attempt at humor, saying that I was blank my pants scared at the idea of Mr. Henry being 30 years of age and looking 4, fell flat and induced phone calls to the Redeemery Arch until well after midnight. No worries, I was leveled thoroughly to the point where I talked with a lisp for 3 weeks. Gliding or astrogliding in Elkhart is what we call people being the figurative lubricant that slide you up into heaven's pipe, what you might call back door. It is an attempt to con or to otherwise fool the universe into thinking one way when things are actually another. It's an impossibility, but people are constantly gliding.
Astroglide.
Going up heaven's pipe, or what you might call the back door, is neither positive nor negative, but it can be either effective or ineffective. However, using yourself slathered down with lubricant to go up Hevner's pipe, or that is, the back end of the universe, is Elkar, requiring of mind wipe, and no good.
Elkhart the Next Step, the Vampire.
In Elkhart the Next Step, we have no mythology that encompasses vampires. While the Arbuckle can be compared to the imp or the elf in Germano-Irish literature, the closest that we have to vampires in our religion, I suppose, would be smaller, younger humans, what you call children. In Elkhart the Next Step, we believe that earthquakes, typhoons, and meteor strikes are actually signs, if you will, that there is not enough homosexuality, fornicating, or drug use on Earth. The universe is telling us to either get it together or die in a trailer. It's that wonderful good news from Elkhart.
All will be well within the gleam. The gleam is another word for house in Elkhart the Next Step. My quest, of course, is to achieve further enlightenment and ego drain. That coincides with rising, or as we say in Elkhart the Next Step, a full float to overlord status, or in Elkhart the Next Step, uplording. So, better said in Elkhart speak, I would say, my quest is to achieve further enlightenment and ego drain. That coincides with rising, or as we say in Elkhart the Next Step, a full float to overlord status, or in Elkhart the Next Step, uplording. So, better said in Elkhart speak, my quest is to achieve further enlightenment and ego drain. That would coincide with rising, or as we say in Elkhart the Next Step, a full float to overlord status. My quest is to achieve further enlightenment and ego drain. That coincides with rising, or as we say in Elkhart the Next Step, a full float to overlord status, or in Elkhart the Next Step, uplording. Better said in Elkhart speak, I would say that it happens to coincide with a full float to uplording. I was reminded by Overlord Caspar Unger that my sex and gambling relapse pushed back my float date a full year. Then another 6 months was added after I lost my temper with Gloria Grover in a tool shed one night and I screamed, I was reminded by Overlord Caspar Unger that my sex and gambling relapse pushed back my float date a full year. Then another 6 months was tacked on after I lost my temper with Gloria Grover in the tool shed one night, and I screamed, and forgive me, I screamed the phrase, fuck this hen house shit. It is something I'll forever be ashamed of. My credibility as a spiritual leader and teacher takes a massive hit, a gut punch, and an assault on the testicle region whenever I follow back a TV comedy writer on Twitter. Another earth step. That's what we in Elkhart the Next Step call earthquakes. They are earth steps, ego dumps, where a planet, quote, ain't shit, end quote. We in Elkhart see earth steps as laughable. We continue eating, drinking, fornicating, what have you. We never ever remark on it or acknowledge it. Earthquakes don't exist. The worst thing I ever did with my life is join Twitter. Elcott The Next Step, a presentation of the world-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. Executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved. On Podcast One. This is Dr. Ed Elcott. I realize this has been a very short Elcott The Next Step, and so I'll play it again. And a very pleasant good day to you. Welcome to Elcott, The Next Step. I am Dr. Ed Elcott, and we welcome you here to our Redeemery in Wampaw, New York. We haven't joined you in quite some time. We have been involved in a great many personal as well as public issues and tasks on behalf of Elcott, The Next Step, as well as my own personal growth as a priesterly in Elcott, The Next Step. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I am here at our radio studio in Wampaw, New York. And Elcott, The Next Step, as you know, is a new vision, a new way forward for man on this planet, to shed one's ego, to live without ego, to live without consciousness of individual self, and immerse oneself in the larger ego, the larger consciousness of life, that is, life panorama. Not pandemic, which is the word that we hear so many people using these days, as well they might, because we should be mindful of those things that threaten us, but at the same time, be mindful of how the expanse of life lays before us with Elcott, The Next Step. Elcott, The Next Step, from Wampaw, New York. Here again, Dr. Ed Elcott. Thank you, Lad Griffin, and welcome to Elcott, The Next Step. We are grateful to the Phil Hendry Show for providing this place for us, this platform for us, on his website, philhendryshow.com. We are grateful for all of the Elcottans, those who are novitiate and initiate, as well as all of our priestlies, our overlords, and, of course, our far-flung overseers, those who move among us unseen. I wanted to go into the Elcotta today and describe to you some of the terms, the terminologies, some of the tags, some of the references and reference points that we use in Elcott, The Next Step. And then we'd like to also give you a little bit of history of Elcott so that when you are considering becoming a part of our larger community, that you'll be well informed and that you will make a decision that is, we think, the best one possible for you. We think Elcott is for everyone, but is everyone Elcott? While I are Elcottan, am I Elcotta? And while you are Elcotta, are you Elcottan? These are questions that will be made clear to you as time progresses. At one time, we were out on the Kauai Redeemery. We're very blessed here in Elcott, The Next Step. We have properties in Big Sur, California, as well as in Kauai, Hawaii, as well as here at Wampaw University. At our Redeemery in Kauai, I was Gobo. At the Redeemery in Kauai, I went Gobo. Gobo is going hobo. In Elcott, The Next Step, this is when one to shed one's ego, and again, this is the goal of Elcott, The Next Step, shed your ego so that you are stripped, you're lean and clean, that is, you're fully spread for life to then consume and subsume you and recognize the purity of your essence so that there is no ego blocking life's energy. And so when you are gobo or going hobo, you shed ego. In this case, you dress yourself in rags, you hop boxcars, and you drink cooking wine. Elcott, The Next Step, Gobo. Now, it's all done in Hawaii, where there are previous few boxcars. As a result, you lay in the grass and laugh. And that is the beauty of Gobo in Hawaii. You're expected to hop boxcars, but where are they? There are none, very few. And if there are boxcars in Hawaii, they only travel from one end of the island, whatever island you may be on, to the next. And so you finally jump off of whatever boxcar you are on that went about 2 feet and then stopped, and then you lay in the grass and you give it a full Elcott belly up. That is, ha 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 ha. A popular Elkhartan put-down from the Elkhartan that is said to anyone working on something that looks too complicated for them is the following. It matters not how the hamster signs a lease.
Elkhart put-downs.
When we say we put people down, we don't mean to be cruel. What we're simply doing is stamping out any vestige of ego that we see. So when someone's ego rises up, or does a full rise up and stick out, or, if you will, a rise up and pooch out, we then say, well, it matters not how the hamster signs a lease. They are formally put down, they are formally chastised, and they slink back into the darkness of their Elkhar unit. When we say one is Elkhar, one is in possession of the devil, but is not possessed by the devil. That is, one is not controlled by the devil, but one is in control of one's own devil. The devil is not fully deviled unless the devil is devil and not devil. If one is devil, then one is almost luxuriating in evil, but is not consumed by it, as in the Cadillac Deville. From the Elkhartan, a phrase that means one is in pain, and it can be spiritual or physical pain. Half off this week at Food Barn. Another phrase from the Elkhartan that means well-meaning but dumb is, they're going to Irwindale. In Elkhart the Next Step, there is no such thing as an official New Year. Your New Year may be something different from mine. So, we'll simply say, and it's important in Elkhart how things are said, Kabah. That's right, C-A-A-B-A, Kabah. It needs to be full-throated, joyful, and said once on any day that you feel refreshed. At one time, when Hevner Elkhart took to his bed with the croup, his son Beavner assumed leadership duties. Beavner was a layabout and a drunk who officially rechristened Renewal as clean as a baby's ass. Hevner resumed leadership and reaffirmed the term Renewal. However, clean as a baby's ass stuck with younger members. They insisted on using it. Hevner was pragmatic. He visited Beavner, now at the state psycho unit where he was detoxing, and asked for a solution. But Beavner's drooling reference to the founder as Heave drove Hevner into a rage. As the Hevner Elkhart delivered the Elkhartian dope addict's mind wipe, which is a beating using his cane and a heavy glass ashtray, Beavner fell backwards onto a map of Cabo San Lucas, a planned destination once he left the SPU. Hevner, legally blind, misread the map as Caba, C-A-A-B-A. These are words from the Elkhartan.
So say the Elkhartan.
Elkhart the Next Step from Wampaw University will continue.
Would you like to be a member of Elkhart the Next Step? Come to the next orientation in your town. Simply call us at Wampaw University or email. We'll be happy to send you a list of meeting sites as well as times and placement. Meet Dr. Ed Elkhart. Find out your personal worth. See if you're catastrophic and if your mind melds perfectly. Elkhart the Next Step. It could be the next step for you. Send away for Elkhart the Next Step's Mind Wipe Literature, Learning the Ways Forward After Heroin. Send it to Elkhart the Next Step, Wampaw, New York.
Welcome back to Elkhart the Next Step. I'm Dr. Ed Elkhart, reading from the Elkhartan this morning. Terms and terminologies, areas of interest, as well as peculiarities in the language of Elkhart. When one says they are going in, they are reporting themselves for blaspheming the Elkhartan. They are going in for a mind wipe, which is re-education with regular beatings. An example of mind wipe was a number of months ago I told a joke about Phil Henry being 30 but looking 4. All jokes blaspheme Elkhart the Next Step and H.E., Hevner Elkhart. Hevner Elkhart once told a joke and no one laughed.
he was all wrong after that. By that I mean his mind had gone. My attempt at humor, saying that I was blank my pants scared at the idea of Mr. Henry being 30 years of age and looking four, fell flat and induced phone calls to the Redeemery Arch until well after midnight. No worries, I was leveled thoroughly to the point where I talked with a lisp for 3 weeks. Gliding or astrogliding in Elcott is what we call people being the figurative lubricant that slide you up into heaven's pipe, what you might call back door. It is an attempt to con or to otherwise fool the universe into thinking one way when things are actually another. It's an impossibility, but people are constantly gliding.
Astroglide.
Going up heaven's pipe, or what you might call the back door, is neither positive nor negative, but it can be either effective or ineffective. However, using yourself slathered down with lubricant to go up Hevner's pipe, or that is, the back end of the universe, is Elcar, requiring of mind wipe and no good.
Elcott the Next Step, the Vampire.
In Elcott the Next Step, we have no mythology that encompasses vampires. While the Arbuckle can be compared to the imp or the elf in Germano-Irish literature, the closest that we have to vampires in our religion, I suppose, would be smaller, younger humans, what you call children. In Elcott the Next Step, we believe that earthquakes, typhoons, and meteor strikes are actually signs, if you will, that there is not enough homosexuality, fornicating, or drug use on Earth. The universe is telling us to either get it together or die in a trailer. It's that wonderful good news from Elcott.
All will be well within the gleam. The gleam is another word for house in Elcott the Next Step. My quest, of course, is to achieve further enlightenment and ego drain. That coincides with rising, or as we say in Elcott the Next Step, a full float to overlord status, or in Elcott the Next Step, uplording. So, better said in Elcott speak, I would say, my quest is to achieve further enlightenment and ego drain. That coincides with rising, or as we say in Elcott the Next Step, a full float to overlord status, or in Elcott the Next Step, uplording. So, better said in Elcott speak, my quest is to achieve further enlightenment and ego drain. That would coincide with rising, or as we say in Elcott the Next Step, a full float to overlord status. My quest is to achieve further enlightenment and ego drain. That coincides with rising, or as we say in Elcott the Next Step, a full float to overlord status, or in Elcott the Next Step, uplording. Better said in Elcott speak, I would say that it happens to coincide with a full float to uplording. I was reminded by Overlord Caspar Unger that my sex and gambling relapse pushed back my float date a full year. Then another 6 months was added after I lost my temper with Gloria Grover in a tool shed one night and I screamed, I was reminded by Overlord Caspar Unger that my sex and gambling relapse pushed back my float date a full year. Then another 6 months was tacked on after I lost my temper with Gloria Grover in the tool shed one night, and I screamed, and forgive me, I screamed the phrase, fuck this hen house shit. It is something I'll forever be ashamed of. My credibility as a spiritual leader and teacher takes a massive hit, a gut punch, and an assault on the testicle region whenever I follow back a TV comedy writer on Twitter. Another earth step. That's what we in Elcott the Next Step call earthquakes. They are earth steps, ego dumps, where a planet, quote,
ain't shit, end quote. We in Elcott see Earth Steps as laughable. We continue eating, drinking, fornicating, what have you. We never ever remark on it or acknowledge it. Earthquakes don't exist. The worst thing I ever did with my life is join Twitter. Elcott, The Next Step, a presentation of the world-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. Executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved. On Podcast One.